All right, you know him. I was going to say you know him from Hockey Night in Canada. You just know him.
I don't know whether that's good or not.
That is good. No, that is good. He is the number one best-selling author, in addition to his many other hats, and we're very pleased to be joined in studio by Don Cherry. The book is Straight Up and Personal, The World According to Grapes. And Don, we talked a little bit about this off the air, and I'm going through this. You cover a lot of topics. You cover alcoholism, the pressures of being a hockey player, hazing. It seems to me like there's a lot of life lessons in here in addition to simply just the hockey stories.
Well, hazing, we talk about hazing, and I'm glad that's out. I never did like that. I thought it was very demeaning, and you were kidding that it's funny that we ever did it to a tough guy, because you never knew when you were going to need a tough guy down the line, and he'd always see you in the bar someday, but no, and stuff like that, and I've seen a lot of my good friends, great hockey players, would be making $8 million now, and alcohol ruined them, and I've actually seen them turn into alcoholics, which is a sad thing to do, lose their family, lose their kids and everything. Because back in the minor league days, there was a lot more drinking than there is now. It was a thing to do, and I'm ashamed to say we drank too much, but that was the life we led.
We're in a new time now, and there are different avenues for players to unwind in addition to drinking. But it seems to me that a lot of the pressures are the same: travel, late nights, away from family. Sometimes you just got unwind because you had a bad game.
Well, it's not the same now. They get on the plane right now. They have the charter, and their biggest decision is what salad dressing they're going to have. But we in Boston Bruins, when the first year I went there, we had a charter, and we used to, we'd fly with Boston Central and everything. And then the company got cheap, as we say, and we took commercial. It was the best thing ever happened because we stayed over. And we'd go all the bars. We always went. I don't think they do it now, but everybody was at the bar. Even if you only went for one beer and maybe and everything, you'd leave. But we were always together all the time. And I think it really made it. I know it's a terrible thing to say, a team spirit, but it was. It was. We're always together in the bar and things like that. And I know people are going to say it, alcohol, whatever it is. I'm just telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's different now, though. It's. A trainer told me how different it is. Before, they used to put on bus to the airport. They put on a case of beer to be all gone. The pop would be there. Now the beer is still there and the pop's gone. So it is different.
Yeah, I can remember when I covered the Montreal Expos. They used to have two buses. They used to have one for the smokers and one for the non-smokers. Seriously, and it was the
I
writers.
Never heard of that one before.
The writers were always in the bus that allowed smoking because all the guys in, let's face it, all the guys in Quebec smoked. And the players who smoked would be joining the writers in the smoking
bus. Well, Guy Lafleur was one that I never could believe the way he smoked. He was constantly smoking. He never smoked in the dressing room. Never in the dressing room, but always in the washroom. And he was. And I remember in Team Canada, he was and he didn't do too bad, but he was always smoking. He was the one that I always remember that he always had a cigarette in his hand.
Don Cherry joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You do so much between TV. I mean, you've got the videos, obviously, and everything like that. What is it about writing a book that you like?
Well, I had fun with it, and as you can see, and I think Martha Leonard, it was her idea to put my writing in. And you can see, I did it by hand, and I had fun. It was fun, and I have to say, Doubleday, and I don't have to. This is my last book, so it doesn't mean anything. So what I'm saying is, they made it fun. And I've talked to so many guys that it wasn't fun. And, they had pressure on them. And I never had a ghostwriter. I'm not knocking anybody that has ghostwriters. Yep. That's actually me writing that in there. And I had Al Strachan the first time. God love him. He's a great guy. But I wrote that. Well, as you can see, the writing's there, my awful writing. And I had fun doing it. And it was. I tell you where it went. It was tough. Was in Afghanistan. It was tough doing it over there because I wasn't feeling very good. I just wasn't feeling good over there. I had a great guy from Winnipeg. I would have never made it without a guy, an old goaltender called Jimmy Mack from Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have made it. And that was the only tough time. Was really tough. It was in Afghanistan.
Yeah, the front of the book has your handwritten notes.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, I mean, nobody writes cursive anymore, Don. No one writes like that anymore.
Is that right?
Well, I should see my daughter's handwriting. I can't read when she writes her name half the time.
But. Well, I can't do. My wife Luba does the. She was a private secretary, so she does that email and all that stuff. And I have no idea how to do that. And it's amazing how you guys can do that stuff. But I just write it out. It was a pen, and it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it.
I was going to ask you. You said this is your last book.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't believe that.
No, that's it. I've done three, and as they say, I'm going out on top. No, I hope.
Well, I would bet you probably will. I would suggest that.
Jeff, I have to say, you know how they don't judge the book by the cover. I hope the inside's as good as the cover.
Cover's pretty solid.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Well, the back shot of you and McLean is tremendous. That candid shot.
Kathy Broderick took that. She runs, kind of helps me with Coach's Corner, or does Coach's Corner. And Martha thought that'd be good to put in the back of Ron and I. And that's what they call, Kelly Rudy call it the Lotus Room. And we're left alone. Like McLean and I are left alone. A lot of people don't know that we never have interact with anybody. We just watch the games and the whole deal. Now a lot of people, the big question they ask is everything the same as it was last year with Rodgers? Hasn't changed a bit. I insisted if they were going to change things, Scott Moore and I, well, then I'm gone. They've left me alone, and not a thing has changed.
Don Cherry joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. The book is Straight Up and Personal, The World According to Grapes. Want to talk a little bit. We talked about this off the air as well. We're going to be talking to callers about the Leafs goaltending situation. I know you've got opinions and everything.
Yeah.
But what do you think's going on with that goaltending? Does it worry you that we don't have a number one declared goalie right now in the city?
It's like I'm a Leaf fan, as you know, after the Boston Bruins. I really am. Sometimes you can't wonder I do, but I am a Leaf fan. I was a kid. I grew up in Kingston. Everybody was back in those days, Leaf fan. And I have to say, in Boston, I'm probably the one guy that knows in town what's going on. I had two dynamite goaltenders. I had Jerry Cheevers, Hall of Famer Jerry Cheevers. And I had a guy named Jilly Gilbert who set a record, went 17 straight victories, and I didn't even know about it. So I had two dimes, but you have to be very careful. You have to make a guy, as I think, number one. And the other guy, he was going to be unhappy. So one of them is going to be unhappy. And it seems to me, as I watch, Bernier is the guy they want, although to me, I love Reimer. And Randy Carlisle, you look the other night, they had 50 shots on them, and they win the game. Leafs are never going to be anywhere unless every star is their goaltender. That's the way it works. And I think that Reimer deserved to be in there after 45 shots. He deserved. He was a hot hand, going with a hot hand, and he had to go with them. You have to be careful you don't lose Reimer because he's a young kid. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's number one. It's a tough situation when you have it like that. And to me personally, I think the Bernier's their guy, and it seems that way. And Reimer, I like Reimer. That's the guy I like. He put them in the playoffs, and I think he's a great kid. Let's face it, last year, I don't think he got the fair shot last year. Mm-hmm. He's getting it now, and you're asking me who I like Reimer, but Bernier is going to be the. You have to have a number one guy. You can't go into the playoffs. Well, you can never do that. If you go into the playoffs thinking who are you going to put in, it's like L.A. They knew quick. Never mind anybody else play. That's who you're never going to win the Stanley Cup unless you have the number one guy going in.
Do you think that there's any chance that essentially what's happening in Toronto is because you've got Brendan Shanahan, now you've got the new GMs, you've got Mark Hunter there, you've got a lot of new people involved in the decision-making process. Don, do you think that maybe what they're basically doing is, it's not that they're throwing away the year, but they're using the year to look at everything about this team, every line, every defenseman, every goalie, and trying to move ahead?
No, I don't. You can do that in a lot of places. You might do that, but you can't do that in Toronto. You just can't tear the whole team down and start over again. I mean, they just won't put up with it here. You can do that in some places, but not here. And you have to be a contender. That's one of the problems. You have to be contending here. They'll rip you to shreds if you're not. And as long as they get the goaltending, that's the main thing. The defense sometimes, and they've got the guys up front, Kessel and that. The defense kind of gets me a little bit here. That's the one thing. I mean, you get 50 shots on net.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. 50 shots on net. Somebody's doing something wrong. And no, I don't think they're looking. I think they want to make the playoffs. And it's the old story, and you've heard it 1,000 times. You get in those playoffs, like L.A., the first, they won it. You get into those playoffs, you get hot, you get on that roll, you can win a cup.
The book is Straight Up and Personal. It's by Don Cherry. Before we let you run, I know you've got some other things to do this morning. I did want to ask you, I know people ask you a fair amount, what don't you like about hockey now? What's changed? I want to ask you, what do you really like about hockey right now? What are the things that you love about the game still?
My son and I, you want to know my favorite thing to do in life, and is when I go out with my son at 9:30 at night in a cold arena and we're by ourselves and I'm watching the minor midget hockey players, like McDavid coming up. I saw him and Stamkos when they were 15 years old. They were bantams. I get a big kick. I love the minor midget hockey. They change on the fly now. They don't go and stand back. It's like old-time hockey. They haven't learned to go and stand behind the net and slow the game down. It is lovely. That is my favorite hockey of all time. And sometimes when I watch those games and I see them going 90 miles an hour, and then I go back to the NHL, and why don't they do? To me, I like the players. I like the players the way they dress. Mm-hmm. And you can say what? I think that the hockey players are the greatest athletes in the world. Bob Verdi, Verdi?
Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, one of the greatest writers of all time. Him and I, when I was coaching the Bruins, he told me, he said, when the Boston Bruins and the hockey players come in, it's like a breath of fresh air after the baseball and football and basketball players. So I love the players, and if you've noticed that, you get 700 players, you're going to get a couple of jerks in them. You don't see us in too much trouble.
Don, by the way, will be signing his book at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Chapters on 419 King Street West in Oshawa. So start lining up right now. No, yeah. People are going to line up to see Prince, and he doesn't even play a concert here. The least they can do is...
I think my clothes are as good as his. Hey,
I think they are, too. The book is Straight Up and Personal, The World According to Grapes. It is, of course, by Don Cherry. And again, Don will be signing the book 7 Bells tomorrow night at Chapters in Oshawa, 419 King Street West. Don, as I said, I know you've got a really busy schedule today. Best of luck with the book. Continued success on Hockey Night in Canada. And it's been a real pleasure. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.